come and take me to the river and make me whole. It's down with the old and up with the new. The heart reset my life, take two. Oh Lord have mercy on this weary soul.
Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
All right, we are excited to be on the air with you tonight. Here we are, Go Yard. I'm Mama Mac, and along with me is my amazing co-host, Dr. Angel Falzone, and we're getting geared up for a great new show tonight, Dr. Angel.
Yes, we are.
All right. Always fun, right?
Always, always.
Always fun. Live in the studio with you tonight, usually we are, and I like to tell you that so that you can call in if you like, 441-3000. I know that number. 441-3000. And so we are excited about a new topic, whatever that's going to be, right?
Oh, yes. We have a great new topic, whatever that's going to be.
You know, one of the things that we love about doing this show now, almost 5 years, is that there are many times that we do what we call a wing it show.
Yes.
What is a wing it show, Dr. Angel?
A wing it show is when we come in with a topic, but that is it. We are just discussing a topic with no notes or outline.
No notes, no idea.
Pre-conversation.
No pre-conversation, just kind of going with it.
Yes.
Right? So that's what we're doing tonight. It's a wing it night. And so let's see how this goes. And for some of you out there that have been very busy with the last weekend, Easter, and all that, hopefully everything has calmed down for you and you are back into your weekly grind and or your routine, I guess, not grind, routine, and that you are tuning in. You can call a friend. We've got a lot of people that listen to this show that also tell people about it. Why would they want to do that, Dr. Angel?
Well, this show, we have been on the air for almost 5 years now, and we have covered a myriad of topics, and, you know, there's a show out there to help our listeners with whatever they're going through in life.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, tell a friend, go to the website. They're titled on our website, so you can kind of find that show to meet the needs that you're having right now in this moment.
GoYard2014.org. Our website is at O-R-G. GoYard2014. That's the year we began. .org, and a lot of our shows are there, and they have titles. We also have tantalknetwork.com right here that we're on right now, and the podcast tab there, you can open up, hit the internet connection, internetpros.com, and it will open to you a list of all the shows. The name of this show is Go Yard, and our Sunday show we do every Sunday afternoon about God, that one's called Living a Good Life, and that's at 3 p.m. on Sundays. So you can catch us twice a week if you want, and you are a contributor on the Sunday show.
Yes.
On that radio team also, and so we enjoy that too. That's really fun. And I remember the first time you came on the air and said, as we were starting that first show, you go, I'm a little nervous.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I was very nervous. I'm like, I'll try it once.
Yeah, all right.
Well, 5 years later and two shows.
Right, two shows. And you don't get nervous anymore because we're just chatting, right?
Yes.
Especially on Wing It Thursday. We're not serving wings in the studio, right?
Correct. But that might be a good
Thursday. And before we get started on this new topic tonight, I want to make this announcement again, and may I do it at the end of the show also. Something very huge has happened in the last few weeks with you going into private practice as of May 1st, which is next week, by the way.
Yes,
did you know that?
It is next week.
Are you going into private practice by next May 1st?
Yes, ma'am.
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
You realize that. Is it on your calendar?
It's on the calendar.
Are you going to be there?
I will be there.
All right. You'll be there. All right. So her phone number is 727-501-6557. I will give you that again in a moment. So grab a piece of paper if you know someone in need of professional counseling, because Dr. Angel is a doctor, a PhD, a licensed mental health counselor. And we know that because her license plate says Dr. Angel.
Yes, it sure does.
It does it not? Yes.
Yeah, so, of course, and I drive around in a bright orange Jeep through the county. So.
Right. So if you see a bright orange Jeep with a license plate that says, Dr. Angel, you found her, 727-501-6557. I announced it last week and you got a call from somebody who wanted an appointment. And that was great. So people, Dr. Angel is very... accomplished in the area of counseling, and you've managed counselors for years. You've done foster care program. What's the main thrust of your practice?
Well, my main thrust is I'm serving children, teens, adults, couples, and families who just need help. So working with anxiety, depression, trauma, change of life situations.
Abuse,
all of that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we're very fortunate because you have teamed up and you are teaming up with the ministry that I am the pastor of, Beacon of Hope Ministries, and we have acquired a facility. So we are busy painting and renovating and getting everything ready, and your office is just about done. And so the front door looks right. And so 2058 Weaver Park Drive, Clearwater. That's where you can find Dr. Angel and soon the ministry as of May 19th. So
I know I kind of feel like I've been a little jack of all trades these last few weeks. You know, I go from painting clothes and construction clothes to business suits for meetings to, you know, yes, I'm kind of all over right now.
Yeah, today it's business suit day, I can see, yes, because you've been in very busy things going on. So much going on. We're very proud of you and this accomplishment and very excited about the future of this show, of our ministry, and of the new practice that you've started. One more time, 727-501-6557. And Dr. Angel is getting all of her licenses done with insurance companies right now so that you'll be able to take insurances soon.
Soon, yes. We're not taking insurance yet, but we will be taking it soon.
Very soon. Plus, you're getting authorized in the state of Florida to do a lot of their trainings.
Yes.
So you got a lot going on. Do you want to say anything else about that element?
No, I think you covered it.
All right. Okay, we're proud of you. We really are proud of you. All right, we're going to talk about tonight victims.
Yes.
There's a lot of victims in this world.
Yes, and it really springs off of what we discussed last week.
Which is?
Well, bitter or better, the difference a letter can make. And
right.
So sometimes when we get stuck in that bitterness, it's because of this, the victim mentality.
Right. And so we want to chat about that. And as I said earlier, this is not like organized tonight or anything. We're just going to chat about it. And so we welcome your questions or comments. You can call in at 727-441-3000. Or you can actually text me, and I've got my phone right here, and that at 727-888-4171. And I'm going to try to get this ringer turned down a little bit, but... we will be happy to take your text with any questions. Again, that text number, 727-888-4171. We're going to call this tonight, being a victim or victor.
Yes.
Victim or victor, question mark.
I like that. And so when we're talking about victim mentality, let's talk about what that means.
Okay.
So that we're all sharing the same meaning here. It's an acquired personality trait.
To be a victim?
Yes, it's an acquired trait, which means you're not born with it. There's not a genetic link. This is something we acquire, something we've learned.
All right, learned behavior.
Yes, it's a personality trait in which we have a dysfunctional mindset which seeks to feel persecuted in order to gain attention or avoid self-responsibility. Victim mentality feels as if life is out of their control, they have no control over life, and that life is out to deliberately hurt them.
Wow. Out to deliberately hurt them.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's very interesting. And that's the victim mentality.
Yes.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, what's wrong with that is... First of all, it's a mindset. So we're thinking of how is everyone hurting me? So we're looking for the bad all the time.
Okay.
We have already accused or expected something wrong or negative to happen before we even meet somebody.
So our expectation is nothing ever works well for me. Everything that I touch, something bad happens, right? And I've known a lot of people like this through the years, right?
If it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all.
Yeah, that sounds like Hee-Haw, right?
Yes.
That song, right? But it's true that a lot of people feel that way. And partly, I think, it can be an environmental, correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. growing up with parents who always felt that way, who always said things like that. You know, nobody ever treats us right, our family, and we're never treated right, you know,
right.
that kind of stuff, right?
It can happen by watching. A lot of this is started in our childhood.
I agree.
When we get to victim mentality. So we can have learned it from watching our parents or caregivers who mm-hmm. also had victim mentality, expecting the bad things to always happen.
Always expecting the bad.
Or we can learn it as a coping skill when something maybe negative has happened to us, and then we might start getting a lot of attention, and we kind of like that attention that's happening when we talk about the bad thing, and then that's the only attention we get, so we learn to get love through this negative
attention.
This
terrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
So a person that's, say, had a tragedy, if it's not handled correctly, and as the tragedy subsides and life goes on, the person who lives back in the tragedy, who lives for that attention, if I'm hearing you correctly, mm-hmm. because everybody rallied and the whole town felt sorry for Susie or whatever the case may be, right?
Mm-hmm.
The person who lives in that back, they a lot of times it's because they've gained something from that.
Yes. Well, and here's some of the benefits. So this is what keeps people stuck in victim mentality, because they see these as benefits. So when I'm a victim, I do not have to take responsibility for my life or anything.
Yeah.
Other people give me attention for all this bad stuff that's happened to me, or they feel sorry for me.
Right.
Other people are less likely to criticize me or upset me because they know I've been so hurt. That I have the right to complain. So people are expecting me to talk about this negative stuff. So it gives me the right to talk, you know, share more of my negativity. You're more likely to get what you want because people feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
You don't have to feel bored because there's so much drama going on. Think about victim mentality and drama. Like those two are magnets.
Yeah.
And you get to avoid or bypass anger because you're too busy feeling sad.
Okay, so sadness is like, that's the huge predominant feeling here, right?
Yes.
Sadness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, nobody loves me, everybody hates me, I think I'll go eat worms type thing.
Absolutely.
I've had a bad blow happen to me, and I can't seem to get out of it, right?
Yes.
You know, for people like this, oh gosh, I feel sorry for them.
Oh, I do too.
I do, because it's such a... It does not produce the things they really want.
No.
Because they really want people to like them for who they are, and people instead possibly feel sorry for them.
Right. And so I have my relationships are now built on this. People are feeling sorry for me. So if I were to work through and get rid of this, you know, heal from this negative event, well, nobody's going to like me anymore, right?
Right.
So
yeah.
That's why they're not motivated to work through it and have healing.
Okay, that makes total sense. And so when they realize, okay, I'm still living in that awful event,
mm-hmm.
I'm still traumatized from it,
mm-hmm.
A person with a true victim mentality does not want to get well.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Right.
No, because to get well means I have to learn a whole different mindset,
right.
And a new way of relating to people and a new way of doing things. And so a lot of people do not like change by nature. And so they are not really looking for advice. They are not really looking for solutions.
They just want to feel sorry for themselves. I want to define the word mindset, because we talk about it a lot mm-hmm. on this show. A mindset is a way of thinking, right?
Yes, it's a pattern
of thinking. So what would be the mindset of a victim mentality?
Well, some of these mindsets, you know, is everything is bad, or the world is not good, or there's something wrong with me, or I'm broken.
Oh, I always attract people who hurt me.
Absolutely. Those are the mindset beliefs right. that are underneath this.
Right. And every time I think I'm ready for a new personal relationship or a new friendship or a new job, it never goes right.
Right. And so life is always against me. Right. And so I'm always.
Everybody's against me, right?
Yes,
everybody really is against me.
Absolutely.
They don't give me a chance. And I'm not talking about me personally. I hope your listeners understand. This is the mindset we're talking about. People with victim mentality feel like they never are given a break.
Correct. But they also are completely setting themselves up for failure constantly and over and over. So what's happening is their experiences are reinforcing their beliefs because they are setting themselves up for negative experiences.
Explain that.
So when I think the world is out to get me and nobody is trustworthy and I'm going to get hurt, then I tend to align with people who are going to hurt me. I self-hurt myself and then see it's true. Nothing good happens for me.
So people, your new prospective friends fill out a questionnaire. Are you going to hurt me? Yes. No. How did they attract? I'm just being facetious, of course.
No, you are.
How do they attract that kind of a person into their life, into their circle?
Well, when negative attracts negative people, you know, positive people struggle to be around victim mentality.
Oh, yeah, they can't handle it.
Positive people are looking for solutions, way out, think ways to make things better.
That's you and me, and we struggle with...
True.
Being close to people who feel very, very sorry for themselves.
So, correct. So people who are in victim mentality are attracting other people who think negatively, because that's who can handle it.
Yeah.
And people who have negative ways of thinking typically have negative behaviors because our thoughts become our feelings, become our behaviors.
Our thoughts become our feelings, become our behaviors. You want to write that down? Our thoughts. What you think about becomes, that's your mindset, becomes how you feel about things, right?
Absolutely, Des. So, you know, we can't focus on changing the behavior.
Right.
Until we've gone back to the thought.
The thought is where all the problem is.
Yes.
Stinking thinking is going to absolutely be so self-destructive.
It sure is. And we destruct ourselves. We become our worst enemies in victim mentality because we victimize ourselves over and over and over.
It strikes me, correct me if I'm wrong, that people that are stuck in the victim mentality instead of the victor mentality, which it means the winner,
yes,
right? So victim versus victor. The people that get stuck in that victim mentality, not only do they want attention, but they really do feel sorry for themselves.
Oh, yes. And they really do believe that I'm broken or nothing good's going to happen to me or something's wrong with me. Like, these are things they really, truly believe.
Yeah. And it's been my experience as a pastor that when you deal with people like this, they can zap the energy out of a pastor or a counselor or their spouse or their parents or their children. They can zap the energy because they got to talk about what's going on all the time. Or you find them crying.
Yes.
Crying is a real trigger, I think.
Right. And so, you know, when you have healthy compassion for other people, you know, when you see somebody hurting, we want to be with that person and help that person. But when somebody doesn't want to get out of that hurt, it's exhausting emotionally.
It's exhausting.
It's very exhausting.
Yeah.
And there can be, and it can take time. Sometimes it takes time to realize you're working with somebody stuck in the victim mentality.
Why would that be? Why would you not recognize that right off the top, doctor?
Well, you know, some people are really good at kind of masking that.
They're good
they
victims.
They act like they're trying to do a solution, but their new solution is really another victim thing to put them back in the victim seat. So they'll make decisions that aren't good for themselves.
Okay, all right,
but,
sure.
You know, they're moving, and you think, oh, okay, they're trying to make a step out. Like, oh, I'm going to leave this bad relationship, but then they walk into the next
the
one.
Next
that's
the next
one same
is the
thing.
Same thing. Okay, so they're constantly... what's the phrase for it? Self-sabotaging.
Yes.
Okay. Explain the word sabotage.
Well, sabotage is when you do something to stop something that you're working towards or something good from happening to you. So you're stopping the good thing. It's not outside your control. Like you feel victim mentality blames that the world is outside of my control. I can't
sure.
control my environment and it's always out to get me.
Right.
When I'm sabotaging, I am creating it to not be successful within myself. Like, you know, moving into a relationship really, really quickly. You know, people who get, you know, meet and then they get married in like 3 weeks. Like, that's a huge sabotage effort.
and it's stupid too.
Well, it is. And how many people, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
It's, you know, those are really huge sabotage efforts. But, you know, how do you know? That's a, you know, you bring up a good point about knowing when someone's in a victim mentality, because it can be a little tricky even for professionals to figure it out. One of the things you can look for, though, in their vocabulary is that they're blaming others.
Yeah, blaming others. Okay.
Victims do not take responsibility. They are blaming others.
Okay.
And when you hear things like, you know, life is against me, or I'm broken, or I'm no good, or I'm fill in the blank.
Okay, let's go back to your metaphor, your example of a person who meets somebody and gets married, like, mm-hmm. right away. If you're in victim mentality, you're always looking for your savior.
You are.
And I don't mean Jesus. You know, I'm talking about a person.
You exactly. Right? So we get this false belief that this person is going to take care of
all my pain, all my loneliness, all my problems, everything. This person. That's it. That's the person. And they attach.
Right. So then they're like a leech.
Like a leech. Have you ever had a leech hit you?
Yes, I have. And
have
those
you
things
really?
Are really hard to
oh
get out.
Oh, my gosh. When I was a kid on a lake and we were skiing, I got out and there was a couple leeches on my leg. I'll never forget it. I was 10 years old. It was awful. It was
yeah,
10.
We had to use fire to draw it out. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It was a horrible thing. I don't know how we got on that. Yes, I do. So
but
leeches.
That's what they're doing, because they're looking for that something outside of
them. And what it's
doing
is it's sucking the blood right out of you.
Right. And so they're not looking for the quality of the quote-unquote savior. They're just looking for this person can meet some kind of need that I have. And so I'm on it with this person.
So would you say, Dr. Angel, just kind of throw this in for free to people, that if you meet somebody and you're thinking about getting married in the next week or two, like, go slower.
Yes. Yes.
Would you think that?
Down. And we never, ever want to enter significant relationships and the savior mentality.
But people do all the time.
They do. You know, it feels good to be able to help somebody and save them. And then for the person being saved, you know, they want to be rescued. But they really don't want to be rescued when it gets down to what that looks like.
Okay, you're going to answer that in a minute, right? Why
yes,
don't they really want to be rescued? Can you remember the question
yes.
while we do this song? And we will be right back. Don't go anywhere. Call a friend and say, why don't you listen to the show? It's kind of interesting.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network, AM 1340, WTAN.
Takes a little time, but you're not going down?
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Welcome back to the second half of Go Yard, right here with Dr. Angel and me, Mama Mac. And we are here talking about victim mentality, and it's Wing It Thursday.
Wing It Thursday. I like that.
All right.
So before the break, you asked me, why would they not want to be rescued? Why would people stuck in victim mentality not want to be rescued? And it's simple. It boils down to, because then they would have to take responsibility for their happiness and actions.
Oh, they would have to take responsibility.
Self-responsibility is the number one reason why I really don't want to get out of this cycle.
Mm-mm-mm.
because, you know, I can blame, as long as I'm in this cycle, everything else. My misery is somebody else's fault.
Yeah.
My lack of success is somebody else's fault. My lack of financial, whatever, fill in the blank, they can put someone else on, because this happened. Now this, that's someone else's fault. I can't help it. But here's the deal, and I know I've said this on many shows. It doesn't matter what's happened to you. If you were a child, yes, you know, when we're children, we're growing and developing. But once we become an adult, it is now our responsibility as adults to step into our power and reclaim responsibility for our happiness, which means seek the healing we need to heal the wounds we have.
Okay, but, and that's the essence of Go Yard Life that
yes,
we do every week. We're talking about stepping into your own power, figuring out your purpose, moving forward into the plan that God has for your life, all of that. But victims have a very hard time stepping into their power because they've really given their power over to self-pity.
Yes, they have. They've given out. They've given away their complete power.
Right?
Absolutely.
I like that. You like that impression of crying? Yeah.
Have you ever been in a room with a bunch of people in victim mentality?
Yeah, I have.
Well, they all have to share their victim story. And they're trying to one-up each other.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Mine was worse than yours. Yeah, that's not okay. But mm-hmm. they do that, like, one-up thing, like trying to show my tragedy is worse than everybody else's tragedy.
Right.
Yeah, that's usually someone stuck. If you hear that kind of language, you're hearing victim mentality. And so they get stuck there, and they're not going to be victors. We cannot be a victor. We can't get to our Go Yard Life while we are sitting in this negative mindset of being the victim.
But back to the point, they're getting something from it.
They are.
So let's go back over that for people who just tuned in. They're getting attention.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're getting a kind of a free pass on life.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to take responsibility and do anything hard like getting healed.
Correct. Yes, they don't have to do the work. They get a lot of attention. People are more likely to, you know, be gentle with them because they're fragile, because they've had these bad experiences, you know, and people expect them to complain and talk negative, so they get kind of that pass on that.
How about the concept of, it's been my experience, I'm just going to say it that way.
All right.
See if I'm right.
All right.
That a lot of people in the victim mentality always are looking for somebody who just doesn't like them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but you know what? She just doesn't like me. I don't know what I did. I have no idea what I did, but my boss just hates me. I mean, I'm the one she just picks on all the time.
You see how she looks at me in those meetings?
Right.
Absolutely. They are looking for it everywhere. And, you know, and they pick apart other people. They're very critical.
Oh, yeah. Critical.
Of everything people do. So, you know, if somebody didn't see them in church, they ignored me in church. They're treating me bad.
Right.
You know, and so their feelings are hurt all the time because they're criticizing and judging
but
hard.
But they want their feelings to be hurt. This has been my experience.
Yes.
I got to quit hitting this table. Do you
because
feel
it,
the resounding
the big,
blah, blah, blah?
The big D word, drama.
Drama. And drama is what it's all about, because when people live in that victim mentality, their best friend is drama.
Yes, it is.
That's where they like to hang out. And because their stories are, you wouldn't believe it, and then he did this, and then he did that, and I was not even saying anything, and he hauled off and hit me, you know, and
yes.
That kind of stuff.
Drama is the fuel to being a victim. It fuels it. And so they love to get in any kind of drama. They are in everybody's drama.
But they're looking for, I guess my point, I want to make sure that I've got this right, because you're the professional and I'm not, but just the same. I've been counseling for a long time.
Yes, you
time,
have.
Right? They are looking for people to treat them bad so they have another notch in their victim belt.
Yep, and more justification to keep doing what they're doing.
So if they can create a ruckus at work and cause a problem, and then they can go tell everybody, you would not believe, my boss just hates me, you know, mm-hmm. on and on. It's like they create it, but they love it, but then they act like they hate it.
Yes.
But they really don't hate it.
It's a vicious cycle. It is a vicious cycle.
Yeah, it is.
It really
another
is.
V word, vicious.
But, you know, here's the deal. It's very destructive in groups. When we have someone in this victim mentality and they're in, say, any kind of group, a work group, a church group, like, they are the conflict stirrers.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's very unhealthy for the group to have people stuck in victim mentality.
Right.
Because they're always looking for something to make them a victim and criticize.
Right. Right. Exactly. So for those of you out there who are just tuning in and saying, what is this all about tonight? I think that we continually try to expose baggage.
Yes.
On this show. Things that perhaps we don't necessarily see readily, but we feel like it's our responsibility to expose baggage.
And this is really, this is a huge one, because I think there are a lot of people who are stuck here and they don't see it. And they're stuck. You know, and some people genuinely are victims and they're stuck in victim mentality, but they want to get out and they feel like, I don't even know how to do this because I don't know what that's going to look like.
They need to call your number and set up an appointment, 727-501-6557. And the reason being is so often we need help getting out of something that's entrenched and that's been a part of us for so long. Don't you think?
Absolutely, we do, because, you know, what it does is it skews our vision.
It does.
It skews our perspective, and we can't see the way out of it by ourselves.
Right.
You know, and here's the deal. Most of the phrases we've used uses the word you, which is a blaming word, right? So that you caused this, you hurt me,
you did this. Yeah.
You know, you, I'm blaming. Well, can I control you?
No.
And so,
I know you try, Dr. Angel, but you...
No. I sure do, no. I'm playing. But it keeps us focused.
That's right.
Control's out here, and thoughts are all on me. You and how you impact me. I can't look at anybody else around me or really care or be compassionate when I'm just thinking about how you impact me all the time.
And that's where a lot of marriages go stale.
Yes.
Okay? Because the focus is on the offender that they perceive to be the offender, right?
Yes.
And the person that's being offended is taking it to a new level of hurt and blame.
Yes.
And the drama is so huge in a lot of these personal relationships, in work office stuff, where it's like people in a work situation sometimes try to get so many on their team. Okay? Yeah, she saw how he looked at me. Yeah, she did. Did you see? Yeah. You know,
that justifies it.
It justifies the drama. The
victim mentality.
The victim.
It keeps it alive. It keeps it going. You know, and I'm not a victim by myself. Now I got, you know, got some friends in this pot with me.
Right.
Absolutely.
It gives them a lot to talk about, right? It gives them a lot to text about. Did you see that? Did you hear that? You know?
It sure does.
I told you my boss didn't like me. Blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It sure does. You know, a long time ago for myself, I made a rule that you can't talk about somebody that isn't here. When you have a problem with somebody, we can talk objectively, kind of make a game plan, but we're not going to talk about it unless they're here, because they're the only ones who can fix it, right?
Sure, right.
So that's not helping. And, you know, people just get annoyed with me because, you know, they don't want to really fix it because they're stuck in the victim mentality.
Well, you've managed people for a long time. So
feed that.
Right.
Yes, because what we feed grows, what we starve dies. And that's really easy to feed this victim cycle over and over.
Right. And people that are stuck in the victim cycle, not only are they blaming, but I want to go back to the word self-pity.
Yes, go there.
Okay, so first of all, for somebody who is not even that familiar with what the word self-pity is, do you want to explain that, define it, whatever?
Oh, wow. Okay, Wing It Thursday. Self-pity is, you know.
Wing It Thursday, that's right.
Yes, yeah, so, you know, it's where we feel sad. It's a very deep sadness that we have and sorrow that we feel for ourselves.
For ourselves. We're feeling sorry for ourselves,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And so when people are full of self-pity, how do they behave?
Yeah, so a lot of times when we're feeling that way, we may be withdrawn. All we can see is the sorrow we're feeling for ourselves. They call it a pity party for
pity
a
party
reason.
For a reason.
You know, we can bring people into our pity party, but
nobody
what we're
wants
talking
to come
about
to a pity party that you're having
is our hurt. But the only thing we're going to talk about is my hurt.
Right. So, I mean, you can invite 59 of your closest Facebook friends, but more than likely, they will say, aw, or I'm sorry for you on Facebook, but you're not going to come to your rescue.
Yeah, pity parties are not fun. They are not fun.
Why are they not fun?
Because it's all about...
There's no piñata.
No.
There's
miserable. It's sad.
There's no party favors. No. What's wrong with a pity party?
And there's no hope.
Oh, there's no hope.
In a pity party, we are in that deep sorrow. And there, it's just the sorrow. It's all we can see. It's taken over. It becomes our whole vision, our whole skew. We're in a tunnel of sorrow. And there's no hope in that.
Yeah.
There's no future in that. There's no moving forward in that.
Okay, so a person's stuck in self-pity rut. Okay, self-pity rut.
I like that new term.
S-P-R, self-pity rut. Okay, the person that's stuck in that, what do they want from people around them?
Attention.
Besides attention, what kind of attention? Let's be more specific. What are they looking for?
Well, they're looking for people to coddle them.
Okay.
To make excuses for them, take care of their responsibilities for them.
Ah, to take over their responsibilities. Oh, yes. The child
says, let me clean your house.
Yeah,
let me make your food.
Because you're really having a rough time, right?
Yes.
Take over their responsibilities, attention. What else do they want?
They want someone, they're looking to feel accepted in this pitiful state.
Right.
So they're looking for someone to validate, yeah.
Oh, yeah, validation, right?
Yes.
Validation, that's the word I couldn't even think of right there, but that's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be told, oh my gosh, that's the worst story I've ever heard. You poor thing, I can't even believe how you're walking in all this emotional pain. I
how
love
have
playing
you been alive so
yes.
long?
Let's play the parts tonight, Dr. Angel. How have you been able to get up every morning and go to work? You know, that kind of stuff.
No, that is what, you know, they're looking for. And I don't think that because we start developing this pattern early, usually in our childhood, by the time we're adults, we're really good at this pattern.
Oh, we're good at it.
And
not we're not good at it. We don't live there.
No.
But people are.
Yes, they're very good at this pattern. And to try and do something different is so foreign to them. It's like trying to teach them a whole new language. But you can. They can, if they want to,
right,
get out of it.
No, but then you just said the big word, if.
If. And they have to want to. And a lot of times what they do is they push everyone out of their life because people can only handle this negativity for so much so long.
Hmm.
So, you know, people keep making excuses to not come around if they're healthy in the least bit, or they join their pity party, and then you have two people who are sorry for themselves, and you can't have two selfish people in the same room. It doesn't work.
Well, the older I get, the more I hear from office settings, from all kinds of different places, that this kind of an attitude, when this is propagated and grown, produces a wonderful evening for everybody to get drunk and feel sorry for themselves.
Yeah.
And then stupid things happen.
Yes, and then now we have more
things to be upset
victim about.
Because I just got a DUI. Not me. I never had one.
Right.
This is something that can happen.
And that is that cycle, that self-fulfilling, self-sabotaging cycle that happens over and over. Now I got new situation. Now I'm pregnant. Now I'm this. Now I have a DUI. Now I've whatever. Fill in the blank.
Self-sabotaging. You know, I just went through this last week with somebody I was trying to help. And the self-sabotaging, and this person claimed at first they didn't know they did this. And then the more that the discussion proceeded, yeah, I know I do that. Is that been your experience?
Oh, yeah. Most people who self-sabotage cannot see that that's what they're doing because they're so busy blaming everything and everyone else.
But when it's pointed out to them and you say, okay, what does this thing that just happened or this thing you did or this, what does that look like? Oh, well, my shooting myself in the foot was the response.
Wow. That's actually a pretty good response. Right? Because most of the time they can't even get that far. No matter how much evidence we give someone stuck in victim mentality, they want to continue thinking it's someone else's fault. So getting us to that point of seeing where my responsibility lies is a great step forward.
Doesn't happen very often, does it?
It may not stick, but that's part of the key out, because I control me.
Right.
And so as soon as I realize that the world doesn't have all this control over my life, I have control over my life, and I take that control back, those reins of control back, then now I have a responsibility to do something with that.
But that's where it breaks down for a lot of people when they're in counseling or they're having a very frank come to Jesus meeting with some family member or spouse, and they say, oh, yeah, I see that. I'm so sorry. Oh, I can't believe I do that. And then I've seen them, correct me if I'm wrong, start then go into a new level of feeling sorry for themselves.
Yes, they can. Or they drop out of counseling.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this counselor can't help me.
Yeah,
my favorite line is, I've been to 10 other counselors and no one can help me because I'm so bad. My life is so tragic. No one's been able to help me. I've heard that many times.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that as a pastor in counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's victim mentality. So the reason your life is not better is because all these terrible therapists instead of what did you do with your efforts, right? Did you work it or did you, you know... They do not, I just want to warn everyone, therapists, we do not have a magic pill. They walk into our office.
Oh, I thought you ordered 1,000 of the magic pills.
They do. They walk in the office and they just think, oh, I came to counseling. Magically, everything is going to get better. No, you have to work it. It's work.
You know how we have those little baseballs for Go Yard when we do things and we pass them out, you know, and it's a, what do you call those?
The stress balls.
Stress balls, right? Maybe you need a big magic pill that you hand out in your office.
You know, it's funny that you say that because I have had those made before because, you know, people really believe that we have some magical pill that's going to make everything in their life better.
You don't?
No, that does not exist.
What
I wish
do they
it
pay
did. I'd be out of a
for?
Job if
My
it existed.
My gosh, what do they pay you for? You can't just write a prescription.
Yeah, not for the magic pill. That does not exist.
So what would the magic pill actually do?
Well, I think people are wanting this magic pill to do the work that they don't want to do.
Do the work.
Do the work. You see,
do the homework.
The mindset is something that happens over time. We get a mindset. We start with a thinking pattern. It gives us a benefit. We keep reinforcing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to back that whole mindset up overnight.
No,
it takes
can't be
time.
Done.
Just like our song, it takes some time to turn it around.
That's right.
But we have to be purposeful and intentional to do that.
That's exactly right. So I think that this victim versus victor needs to have part two next week.
I think so.
Where we talk about what life looks like as a victor.
Yes.
And steps to get there.
Yes.
Because there are definite steps. I think what we've done tonight on Wing It Thursday is just identify a problem that is actually a serious problem for a lot of people.
It sure is.
If it's not a serious problem for you, listener, it's somebody you know.
Absolutely.
There's none of us that can say, I don't know a victim mentality person.
Absolutely.
I think we all have had our experiences.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And so if you're looking for some common signs, I'm just going to give you a few more common signs.
Okay.
You know, we talked about blaming other people for their life, feeling life is against me, being very cynical or pessimistic.
Oh.
Always seeing their problems as a catastrophe. And they blow them out of proportion.
Okay.
They feel like people are purposefully trying to cause them harm and they're targeted for mistreatment. They keep reliving painful past memories.
Yeah.
Over, and that's the conversation. They're still talking about something that happened 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 40 years ago. They refuse, and here's where you get victim mentality. They refuse to consider other people's perspectives when talking about problems.
They refuse the answers to the problem.
They're not looking for the solution, and they'll get very defensive if you kind of corner them with solutions. They feel attacked when they're given advice or feedback that could help them. They feel like they're being attacked. They feel powerless to cope with life in general.
Okay.
They believe everyone else is doing better than them.
Woo. Yeah.
They enjoy feeling sorry for themselves, and they attract people who complain and blame and feel victimized like them. They think the world's scary. They like to share their tragic stories. They feel powerless on changing, and they expect to gain sympathy. Yeah.
We've really covered a lot of that.
We have, and they constantly put themselves down. I'm dumb. I'm not smart. I'm ugly. My nose is crooked. My eyeballs aren't the same diameter. I don't know. You name it. But they're always looking for ways to put themselves down, even when you give them a compliment.
Are your eyebrows or eyeballs the same diameter?
I've heard all kinds of stuff through the years in counseling.
Have you really?
Yes, I have heard
Never
that
heard
one
that
in the
one.
Counseling room.
My eyeballs are not
the same
diameter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good excuse for my crappy behavior, right?
Yeah, right?
You know, we laugh with our topics because we have a good time talking about this stuff, and we try to make it down to earth to help everybody understand that this is a serious problem, but it also has solutions.
It does.
But we're not making fun of victims. No. We are saying there's a better life for you. You don't have to live like this.
No. And you know what? You know, getting out the freedom and the success and the good things that you feel when you're on the other side of this, it's so amazing.
Yeah.
You know, the good so much outweighs the work you have to do to get there. It's nothing compared to what you have on the other side.
Well, that's the whole point here, though. That it takes work.
It will take work, but everything we talk about on Go, there is no Go Yard life without some work and effort.
Well, Go Yard's based on the home run, the term for hitting a home run in baseball, by the way. Go Rays, who are still at the top of the American League East, hallelujah, even as we speak. But it takes work to hit a home run. It takes practice to get up to bat and have the confidence to hit that home run.
Sure does.
You doesn't just happen.
Baseball players just don't go in the baseball field and go, oh, I'm going to be a home run hitter and never have practiced and did all this. They put a lot of work into getting there.
That's their full-time job, and they work hard at it.
And here's the deal. A lot of people want the success.
Yeah.
They don't want the work.
Right.
They don't want the sacrifice.
And it's not just the sacrifice when it comes to the work. I want to make a note of this. We can talk about it more next week. It's sacrifice, absolutely. But I want to throw in there the concept of consistency.
Yes.
Because
very important.
This, to me, is one of the biggest problems with people becoming that victor, is learning to become consistent in the way that they approach things. When you give them a suggestion as a pastor counselor, as you, a therapist, PhD, licensed mental health counselor that you are, holding all the degrees that you do, 94 degrees or whatever it is you have. But with all of that, it requires that the person sitting across from us at the table or in the little lounge or whatever it is, takes their situation seriously and starts making consistent changes.
Yes. And using the supports and the tools that they're gaining. You know, it's much like having an infection and they go to the doctor and the doctor gives them an antibiotic.
Oh, my gosh.
They don't get it filled. And 2 weeks later, they have pneumonia and they go back. Doctor, you didn't heal me. I'm worse. What's wrong with you?
Oh, my gosh.
You got to take the antibiotics every day, right?
Every day.
Till
they run out. My ex-husband was a doctor and we had general practice and I worked in practice for a while. And I can remember that was one of his pet peeves. I mean, you come in here, I give you an antibiotic, and you come back 3 days later or a week later. Did you take? Oh, I took them for a day or so, but then, you know, really, I didn't feel very good when I took them, you know, so I still.
They weren't working.
They weren't working, you know. Oh, my gosh, we had to sum up. So basically, you got to be consistent.
Yes.
If you know somebody that's struggling with this victim mentality, they can call in here, tantalknetwork.com, not call in, I'm sorry. They can open up the website. Tommy will have this show up sometime tonight, and they can listen to it again. Go to podcasts, and then go down to the name of this show, Go Yard, and it'll be up for some people to listen to, so you can tell a friend. Why don't you go listen to that show?
Absolutely. And if it's you that's, you know, stuck in the, you don't have to stay stuck. there is a way out and there is a way up and there is hope.
And next week we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, get rid of that baggage.
You definitely want to tune in next week. So for just a one-minute summary, what did we say?
One-minute summary is when we are just stuck in that victim mentality, it's that mindset, it's something we've learned, and it's us feeling like the world is out to get us and that bad things are going to happen to us, and it keeps us in a pit of despair.
It does. And, you know, we're here to say living the Go Yard life means there's hope. You can come out of this, dear friend. Tell a friend about this show. Tell them about our website, goyard2014.org, where you can see a lot of titles of a lot of shows over the last 4.5 years. And, you know, our whole goal here is to help you live a better life and you heal from some of the things maybe that you've been carrying around for a long time.
Yes, absolutely. And that's how we live Go Yard, one day at a time.
Yeah. And one more time, I want to emphasize that Dr. Angel is actually going into private practice as of next Wednesday, and it's been a long time coming and a long time planning, and we're very happy for you, and all the stuff that you're going to be doing with training counselors and everything you're going to be doing, you're going to be putting your Go Yard expertise out there, and we're going to be doing some Go Yard seminars and all kinds of things coming up soon.
Yes.
So call her, 727-501-6557. For an appointment. She'll have her insurance stuff in place very soon. God bless you. Have a great week. This is Mama Mac. Who are you?
Dr. Angel.
And see you next week.
Good night.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.